Regardless of your politics, it's often interesting to look back on the lives of our presidents. One such place is drawing plenty of attention as the home of a president and the home of a presidential candidate. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon, July 27th to August 3rd. We'll explore beautiful Oregon Garden, take a scenic marine discovery cruise along the breathtaking coastline, and enjoy a buggy ride at Oregon Dunes. Agricultural highlights include the Hood River Fruit Region, a winery, and Martin Family Farms Dairy. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Kate Johnson oversees a small home with quite a history in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
The Clinton House was their first home in Fayetteville. Bill moved here in 1973, just right after he graduated from Yale Law School. And Hillary had taken a job in the Northeast. And after about a year of visiting Bill here, she decided she could move down here too. And she was offered a teaching position at the U of A Law School as well.
However, when they first moved here, they did not yet own this house.
After her first year of teaching here, Bill was driving her past the house and they saw that it was for sale. And she pointed at it and said, "That's a cute house." And then Bill picked her up from the airport and said, "Remember that little house you liked? I bought it for you and you have to marry me and live with me in it because I can't live there alone."
It not only became their home, but also a place to officially begin their life together.
They were married in the living room in 1975, and we have a replica of Hillary's wedding dress, which she got the night before the wedding at Dillard's for $53 off the rack. And there were only 14 people here, so it was a small, intimate ceremony.
It was their first home, but the time here was short as the Clintons' political life began to take them away from here.
The year after they were married was when Bill ran his first successful campaign for Arkansas Attorney General. And then that is the race that took him to Little Rock. So they were in this home 2 years, but Bill was here for 4 years and Hillary for three.
This home has quite a history, even before the Clintons. And that story is next time. As we travel the countryside in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.